Hooray, hooray, a Monday with our political observer, Alan Shardock. Good morning, Alan.
Whoa, here we go. Let's roll.
We're rolling, and today, a somber anniversary, certainly the 2012 anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. We see lawmakers in New York, Andrew Cuomo, governor, and U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer standing together calling for a federal action that would ban gun sales to those on a terror or no-fly watch list, an idea that has come out since San Bernardino in Paris.
Well, look, David, little tiny children are wiped out by a deranged person or an allegedly deranged person. It is beyond anything anybody can handle. I can't. I have this tiny little grandchild now and, you know, 19 months old. My head can't get it. And yet this country sits on its behind and doesn't do what it has to do to take assault rifles out of the hands of really crazy people. Sorry, I'll get a telephone call saying you're not allowed to use the word crazy, but crazy it is. And I am telling you now that if this country can't get its hands around this thing and can't put a stop to the bullies who would say every American has to have at least a gun or two, it is beyond anything that we could imagine. And we look at these little tiny children who are wiped out and we have to do something.
A major climate agreement, Alan. On Saturday night, President Obama with Secretary of State John Kerry hailed the newly passed climate change agreement as a major achievement, saying it can be a turning point for the world and credited his administration for playing a key role. But the optimism is tempered by GOP opposition.
Like the insanity of guns, the insanity of putting our heads in the sand and denying climate change is equally upsetting to me and to everybody else who sees it coming. We see the destruction of the world and we can't do anything about it because there's some people who want to, from the Chinese, who want to, as I read a piece, want to put more coal mines around the world, despite the fact that they say that they're for climate temperance. And Republicans in this country, some of the top contenders, saying it's all nonsense, it's not real. We see the seas rising, we see the islands disappearing, we see the ice caps melting, and they deny it. What, they don't have children and grandchildren? There is something common about what happened in Sandy Hook and the wipeout of those children with the purposeful inattention to what is happening to the climate in this country. It's crazy.
Verdict on Friday, Alan. Senator Dean Skelos, former Senate Majority Leader Republican, convicted along with his son on corruption. And we, of course, recently saw just a week ago the former State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver convicted. And on top of that, Preparara spoke after the trial saying the corruption in the state legislature is not episodic. It's systematic, if nothing else. The trials reveal that there's a deep cultural problem in Albany.
Well, there is. And now the question is, will the legislature under tremendous pressure change? Will the good ones, and I'm saying it that way because I don't think there are good ones as long as the so-called good ones vote for the bad ones who carry out these policies as their leaders. It's nonsense. So look, to me, there are two constitutional changes which would make sense. One of them would be what we have in Massachusetts, initiative and referendum. You get enough signatures, you get it on the ballot. The attorney general has the right to peruse the amendment so that there's some checks and balances on the whole thing. But initiative and referendum is one and term limits is the other. Look, the corruption, the stink coming out of this legislature and of this government is undeniable, from the inexplicable calling off of the Moreland Act Commission by the governor to these convictions. There has to be an answer. My two are the most radical. Some of them are just stupid. I mean, one of them is to pay them even more than the 100 grand or so that they're getting. They get 79 in perks. To pay them more and make them, quote, full-time. What, you think that's going to stop any of this nonsense from happening? It will not. That is not the way to go. You know, it is so self-serving and so hold-your-nosism that I can't even believe that they're trying it.
Our political observer, Alan Shardock, joining us. Thanks, Alan. Back to work.
Okay.